I grew up in Lawrence, there by the water, in the shadow of a textile mill. Sometimes I feel just like that building, empty but standing there still. I liked the president, I liked the union, I believed in the rights of man. So I signed up when it was time to fight Hitler, and they sent me off to Japan. I couldn't believe it. It was all just so bad. I kept my head down, tried to stay alive. I got shot in the leg, took me out of the action, so I was lucky enough to survive. I came home from the war, met a girl named Maria. We had ourselves a son. When I first saw Jim's face, the first thing I thought, I hope he never has to carry a gun. It was a long time ago, another life, that I had a little boy who called me dad. Terrible dreams of my time overseas, but otherwise life was all right. I had a job and a wife and a fine little lad with eyes so cheery and bright. When his number came up, I said, let's move up north to Halifax, what do you say? But my Jim wouldn't have it. He said, if I'm gonna be drafted, I don't wanna run away. It was a long time ago, another life, that I had a little boy who called me dad. After just a few months, the letters stopped coming. Then one morning, a knock on the door. Two nervous young men handed me a flag, said, your son died in the war. He gave his life for his country, was what the man said. He didn't believe it, and neither did I. I closed the front door, dropped the flag on the floor, and I sat down in Jim's room and cried. It was a long time ago, another life, that I had a little boy who called me dad. It was less than a year when my wife said to me, you look so much like our little Jim. She had to go. I don't blame her, you know. I also remind me of him. Now it's been 40 years. I'd be a grandpa by now, but instead I just sit here alone. No one calls much these days, but anytime the phone rings, I think maybe the boy's coming home. It was a long time ago, another life, that I had a little boy who called me dad.